This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله all praises due to Allah the creator of all things the sender of all messengers and prophet and the revealer of all the holy books May the blessing and the mercy of Allah be upon all of us who have been fasting, who have been performing our night prayer, who have been performing a lot of charitable work, helping one another for the sake of Allah, Rabbul Alameen, who have been paying their zakat to purify their property and wealth. Brothers and sisters in Islam, We are here every night, alhamdulillah, trying our best to become a better person. We can be the best because Allah have said to all of us, "Kuntum khayra ummah." You are the best ummah. But it's up to us to make sure we are the best consistently, not according to the mood, according to the month, according to a certain place when we're in the Holy Land, Mecca or Medina. But we should be the best wherever we are, at all time, all places. And that's why without fail, Imam of the Sunnah of our Prophet to remind one another to be a muttaqin. Every time, every Jumat, Imam without fail will say, Ya ayyuhalazina amanu taqallah haqqa tuqatih وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ Now we are going backward now. We talk about إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ Don't ever end your life. Sooner or later, we have to return back to Allah. But we do not want to return back to Allah unprepared. So we always reminded by Allah, by our Prophet, by the Companion, by the Tabi'in, by the great Imam Abu Hanifa, Malik, Shafi'i, Hanbali, and all the Imam until today. The same ayah. But what is the difference? The earlier nation, when they are reminded, they work towards that. We are reminded again and again, but we don't work towards that. We keep on forgetting. The danger of forgetting the reminder of Allah is وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. Don't be that those who keep on forgetting Allah's reminder. There will come a time you also don't remember who you are. As we age, we can experience that. We keep on forgetting more things. When we keep on forgetting more, our children is also getting further and further from us and from Allah. Because nobody is there to remind them anymore. We have shared with all our good brothers and sisters the importance of us reminding our children. Whether they are 7 years old, 10 years old, 20 years old, 30 years old, 50 years old, 80 years old, you are still alive, you have to remind them. Is our responsibility. Now tonight, I just want to remind myself and all of us who are here with two hadiths that will help us to check. Can we be a minimum Muslim? Number one. The second part, how to make sure our iman is intact, is okay. When you are not well, you can check your temperature. You have now special watch. You can check everything just by wearing one watch. But nobody come up with any kind of watch that can check your Islam and Iman yet. Number one, the Prophet said, Al-Muslim, man salim al-Muslimun, min lisanihi wa yadih. That is the minimum Muslim. It's a Muslim who are very careful with his tongue and his action, with his hand. Meaning a Muslim, the minimum Muslim will not hurt another Muslim with his tongue. Very careful when he speaks. He must make sure what he speak is right or he just be silent. The Prophet even said to us, if my ummah can take care of two parts of the body, I guarantee him paradise. I only share with you one part today. That is what is between your two lips, the tongue. Alhamdulillah, we eat a lot of tongue, goat tongue, cow's tongue, and so many tongue. There is the minimum Muslim. Make sure that when you want to say something, you only say what is good. If not, just keep quiet and pray. And don't use your hand. Yarhamkallah, brother was sneezing. Yarhamkallah. Say Alhamdulillah, Yarhamkallah. Number two, don't hurt another Muslim with your hand. That is the minimum. If you can do that, Alhamdulillah. But the most difficult part is which one? Is this one. Remember, fasting is refraining from food and drink and relationship intimacy between husband and wife. It's not that difficult. The fast that Zakaria went through is doing what? 3 days. No talking. Don't talk to anybody. That's one of the signs that Allah is going to bless him with something. Have we ever trained ourselves not to talk? None of us have done that. Have we trained ourselves not to talk for 3 hours? Have we trained ourselves not to talk for 3 hours? We also don't remember. Never mind. You can check. You have your time. Yeah. Especially when you are sleeping, you are not talking. Alhamdulillah, I think, yes. We always sleep more than us. Well, sometimes there are people who are sleeping and still talking. We don't know who they are talking to. Never mind. That is about how to be a minimum Muslim. Yeah. Save your tongue. Save your hand from hurting another Muslim. So that every Muslim feels safe, yeah, with another Muslim. You feel secure when you are with Muslim. Number two is how to check our iman. Remember one hadith I shared with all of you for years too. I like to revisit. I don't know why I like to revisit. Yeah, but I hope all of us will remember, because there will come a time we cannot remember anymore. But we want to remember Allah. Yeah. And Allah said, a believing person is a person who remember Allah while standing. Allazina yazkuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan, while you are sitting. Wa 'ala junubihim, even you are lying down, you still remember Allah. Now the Prophet said, man ahabba lillah. Remember this hadith? Have you heard this hadith before? Man ahabba lillah wa abghada lillah wa a'ta lillah wa mana'a lillah faqad istaqmala al-iman. Simple. Prophet always gave a very simple guideline so that this ummah will live as a good Muslim and a good mu'min. Man ahabba lillah, whoever love for the sake of Allah. Meaning whatever Allah love, you love. And for His sake. And He hates, you can hate somebody, there's nothing wrong to hate somebody. But you hate the person which Allah hates. It's just like, do Allah hate people who commit sins? What do you think? Do Allah hate people who commit sins? People who have committed a lot of sins. What did Allah say to them? قُلْ يَا إِبَادِ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. O Muhammad, tell the people who have wronged themselves, have done a lot of wrong thing. When Allah said, don't do this, they keep on doing it. When Allah said, don't gossip, I just cannot live without gossiping. Is part of my life. Don't take riba. What can I do? Don't drink anything that intoxicate you. Drink. And so many things. It's a sin, correct? What did the prophet said about the sinner? كل بني آدم قطعون وخير قطعين توابون. Every children of Adam who sins. The prophet is telling us, as human, when you reach the age of maturity, you are sure to commit sins. Being human. وَخَيْرَ قَتَّعِينَ. Among the sinner, there is some goodness. Good news for the sinners. It's not when you commit sin, خَلَاص, جَهَنَّم. No. For the sinner, there is some khair if they tawbah. وَخَيْرَ الْقَتَّعِينَ تَوَّابُونَ. And this is the best man. May Allah keep on offering His forgiveness. We have said this yesterday. Man qama sama Ramadan, man qama Ramadan, man qama Laylatul Qadr imanan wa ihtisaban ghufir lahu ma taqaddam min zambi. Allah is so loving, forgiving. If we don't commit sin, Allah will send another creation who commits sin. Like Adam alayhi salam, he also commit a sin when he was not yet a prophet. Prophet don't commit sin. Now, but what's the difference? Adam make tawbah. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. He make tawbah. He eat the forbidden fruit that Allah forbid him. It's a sin. But that sin do not make him a kufr. It's a sin. But there is another thing that can bring you to kufur and destroy your iman. What is that sin? The sin when Allah command you to do something, you refuse, you become kufur. When Allah forbid you something, you still do it, you commit a sin, but there is no kufr yet. But when Allah command you to do something, He will refuse. Aba was takbara, like what's happened to shaitan, to the jinn. He become kufr. Wa kana min al kafirin. Khalas. So do you have a sin that do not bring you to kufr? But there is a sin when you reject the command. When Allah said, sujood, he refused. Aba wastakbara. Among the Muslims today, they are very confused. They don't even know. There are certain things that we are doing that have made us kufr. So you look into this. Love what Allah loves. You hate what Allah hates. Allah hates kufr. To the extent that whoever commits shirk, Allah will not forgive you. No way. Other than that, Allah is prepared to forgive you. وَأَعْطَ لِلَّهِ. Allah have given us a lot, brother and sister. Time for us to give back. When are you going to give back? When you are going to die? No, too late. Even you want to do, your family members say, no, he's not in the state of his mind, not right already. What he say cannot be accepted. They can argue. You give when you were given the opportunity, still healthy, still in control, you still have what you have, you give. That is what the Prophet is telling us. For the sake of Allah. And you don't give. Sometimes there are times you don't have to give. You don't give and support anything that is displeasing Allah. Wa mana'a lillah. You don't give for the sake of Allah. Because if you keep on giving, you are destroying or you are supporting the munkar, the fahsha. The Prophet said, Man ahabba lillah, abghada lillah, a'ta lillah, wa mana'a lillah, faqad istakmala al-iman. Then you have a sound iman. Okay, your iman. Who said that, brothers? Allah salam said to us. Can we check our iman? Yes. I give you the hadith. Now you go back today, you really reflect. Did I love for the sake of Allah? Yeah. Good. Alhamdulillah. That when somebody is doing something good, you must love because he's doing something for the sake of Allah. Somebody is worshipping Allah, you feel good. He's pleasing Allah. Somebody is remembering Allah, you feel good. Somebody reading the Quran, you feel good. Somebody is reminding each other about what is right, what is wrong. You feel good. You should feel good because Allah loves this kind of people. Allah loves the muhsinin, the good people, the kind people. So you should love them. Allah loves the believers. You should love the believers. This is how we move on. The one that Allah hates, you cannot love. Then you are going against Allah. But remember again, we also hate a lot of people. Do we hate a lot of people? Have you had somebody that you don't like? Yeah, we also have people that we don't. Why you hate the person? You must ask, why do I hate him? Is he doing something good and I'm jealous, so I hate him? Then you are wrong. But if he's doing something bad, you cannot love him from doing something bad. It's very important. You must have certain principles. That's how iman is so important to save us. And only iman will allow us to go to Jannah. لا تدخلون Jannah حتى تؤمنوا. Nobody enter Jannah until they believe. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us a good believer. Amen. Start with becoming a minimum Muslim. If this also you fail, then you don't talk about iman. Because normally Islam will come first, then iman. Brother and sister, la darara wa la dirar. Min husnil Islam al-mar'i tarquhu ma la ya'ni da' ma yaribuk ila ma la yaribuk. Last one. You have this? Do you have that? Al-Muslim man salimat muslimun min lisanihi wa yadih. Do we have it? known. Now, coming out. Al Muslimu. Man salim al Muslimin lisani wa yadi. How many hadiths have shared before? I have shared you many, but four I want you to memorize. Never mind. Yeah? Just try to memorize these four. It can help us to be a better Muslim. And after that, how to strengthen your iman. Don't forget. Man ahabba lillah wa abghada lillah wa a'da lillah wa man'a lillah faqad istakmala al-iman. Khalifah. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Ahlan, ahlan. Ahli Riyad. Syawal Jama'ah. A very good friend from Saudi, from Riyadh. Yeah, alhamdulillah. Ba'da tazkira. So, brothers and sisters, may Allah bless. We have receiving a lot of pictures from Saudi lately. Even this morning, friends showing snow is coming down in certain part of Saudi, We also been praying snow may come to Malaysia. Because we do enjoy snow, of course, Nothing is impossible. Thing can happen with the will of Allah, But what is important, brother and sister, make sure we become Muslim and Muslimah and strengthen your iman. Assure to save all of us from hellfire. Hope to see you tomorrow night. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Remember, brother and sister, from today onwards, get used to it. When everybody is snatching some photo, they say freestyle or any style, always this style. Our style, Islamic style. La ilaha illallah. Not this, and not this. I don't know what is happening to all of us. We don't know where we are heading. Are we Muslim? Shahada, la ilaha illallah, khalas. They say freestyle, one style, Islamic style. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.